Chapter 3. After these events, King Xerxes promoted Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, to high rank, seating him above all his fellow officials. All the king's servants who were at the royal gate would kneel and bow down to Haman, for that is what the king had ordered in his regard. Mordecai, however, would not kneel and bow down to him. Then the king's servants who were at the royal gate said to Mordecai,
"Why do you disobey the king's order?"
When they had reminded him day after day, and he would not listen to them, they informed Haman to see whether Mordecai's explanation was acceptable, since he had told them that he was a Judean. When Haman observed that Mordecai would not kneel and bow down to him, he was filled with anger. Moreover, he thought it was not enough to lay hands on Mordecai alone. Since they had told Haman of Mordecai's nationality, he sought to destroy all the Judeans, Mordecai's people, throughout the realm of King Xerxes. In the first month, Nisan, in the 12th year of King Xerxes, the Pur, that is the lot, was cast in Haman's presence to determine the day and the month. And the lot fell on the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar. Then Haman said to King Xerxes,
"Dispersed among the nations throughout the provinces of your kingdom, there is a certain people living apart with laws differing from those of every other people. They do not obey the laws of the king, and so it is not proper for the king to tolerate them. If it please the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them. And I will deliver to the procurators 10,000 silver talents for deposit in the royal treasury."
And the king removed the signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the enemy of the Judeans.
"Keep the silver,"
the king said to Haman.
"But as for this people, do with them whatever you please."
So the royal scribes were summoned, and on the 13th day of the first month, they wrote, at the dictation of Haman, an order to the royal satraps, the governors of every province, and the officials of every people, to each province in its own script, and to each people in its own language. It was written in the name of King Xerxes and sealed with the royal signet ring. Letters were sent by couriers to all the royal provinces that all the Judeans, young and old, including women and children, should be killed, destroyed, wiped out in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar, and that their goods should be seized as spoil. This is a copy of the letter.
"The great King Xerxes writes to the rulers of the 127 provinces from Hodu to Kush, and the governors subordinate to them as follows. When I came to rule many peoples and to hold sway over the whole world, I determined not to be carried away with the sense of power, but always to deal fairly and with clemency, to provide for my subjects a life of complete tranquility, and by making my government more civilized and effective as far as the borders, to restore the peace desired by all men. When I consulted my counselors as to how this might be accomplished, Haman, who excels among us in wisdom, who is outstanding for constant devotion and steadfast loyalty, and who has gained the second rank in the kingdom, brought it to our attention that, mixed in with all the races throughout the world, there is one people of ill will, which, by its laws, is opposed to every other people, and continually disregards the decrees of kings, so that the unity of empire, blamelessly designed by us, cannot be established. Therefore, having noted that this most singular people is continually at variance with all men, lives by divergent and alien laws, is inimical to our interests, and commits the worst crimes so that stability of government cannot be obtained. We hereby decree that all those who are indicated to you in the letters of Haman, who is in charge of the administration and is a second father to us, shall, together with their women and children, be utterly destroyed by the swords of their enemies, without any pity or mercy, on the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar, of the current year. So that when these people, whose present ill will is of long standing, may on a single day go down into the netherworld by a violent death, they may finally leave our affairs stable and undisturbed for the future.
A copy of the decree to be promulgated as law in every province was published to all the peoples, that they might be prepared for that day. The courier set out in haste at the king's command. Meanwhile, the decree was promulgated in the stronghold of Susa. The king and Haman then sat down to feast, but the city of Susa was thrown into confusion.